Welcome to the Eating Habits for Life podcast. If you're a career woman struggling with overeating, emotional eating, or weight loss, you're in the right place. I'm Kate, a coach and former physician assistant, and I'll help you break free from those habits and build a healthier, more confident life. Let's dive into today's episode. Hey there, welcome back to the Eating Habits for Life podcast. I'm really excited about today's episode because we're diving into something I know so many of you can relate to, emotional eating, especially after a stressful shift. If you're in healthcare, or even if you've ever worked in a high-stress environment, you've probably experienced that moment where you just feel like everything is spinning out of control. And somehow food becomes your go-to way to cope because it's easy and it's quick, right? So it's a pattern I've been through myself. And today I want to share not only my story, but also some insights and strategies to help you break free from the cycle. So grab your coffee, tea, or whatever helps you unwind. I have my coffee. And let's sit down and chat about how we can move past emotional eating together. So let's start by painting a picture I think a lot of us know all too well. You're finishing up a shift or a day at work. It's been a long one, filled with maybe unexpected patient issues, add-on surgeries if you're in healthcare, or just back-to-back emergencies or fires that you feel like you have to put out that you just have no control over. You've been running on fumes, maybe you didn't even have a real lunch break, and by the time it's all over, you're just absolutely drained. I've had so many days like that. As a physician assistant of 15 years, I know what it's like to feel like the day just swallowed you whole. There were days when unexpected things popped up all over the place. Maybe a patient needed something urgent, or another surgery got added on to an already packed schedule. And it always felt like the days that a surgery got added on, it wasn't just one surgery that got added on, it was like two or three, right? So by the end of the day, I was feeling completely out of control. In those moments, reaching for food, specifically something sweet or salty, felt like the easiest way to take the edge off. And for me, that meant peanut M&Ms. And I wasn't ever really a candy person, but they were available just when I felt like I needed them. I remember walking past the counter where my coworkers kept them out, grabbing a handful without even thinking, just to have something to help me push through the rest of the day. And something like that is so easy to grab, right? It's so easy to grab a few. And then when you see it again, grab a few more. But the thing is, it never stopped at just a few M&Ms here or a few M&Ms there in the office. By the time I got home, I'd go for whatever carbs I could find. And I'm not saying carbs are bad. Carbs are needed by your body, but these were all like refined carbs, like mini pretzels, crackers, cereal. And carbs are comforting, right? So I'd reach for that bowl of mini pretzels, or even like if I was really feeling like I was in the mood for something like extra special, it might be something like Goldfish or Cheez-Its. And before I knew it, I was mindlessly reaching into the bowl over and over, just trying to soothe the stress I had carried home with me. So if you're nodding your head right now, feeling like you've been there too, you're definitely not alone. Emotional eating, especially after a day like that, is something so many women, so many career women, so many women in healthcare face. But even though it feels good in the moment, as you know, it's only temporary and it often leaves us feeling worse in the long run. And that's because there's a cycle that goes on. So emotional eating after a stressful day or stressful shifts isn't just a one-time thing, as you've probably found out. It can easily become a pattern, a cycle that's tough to break. You eat because you're stressed or exhausted or anxious or feeling out of control, but then after you've eaten, the guilt or frustration sets in because you didn't actually solve the problem. You just kind of buried it under the food, right? And so the cycle repeats. Stress leads to eating, and then eating leads to guilt or shame, which then leads to more eating, which then, of course, leads to, you know, more guilt or shame. And then before you know it, you are feeling absolutely full on this food that wasn't necessarily considered like your typical meal or the meal that you wanted to have, right? And our brain forms this cycle because it remembers. So even if it left you feeling badly, it remembers that food was like a quote unquote quick fix in the moment. It felt good immediately. So it thinks that it was a really good idea, even though it still resulted in something not so good. And it remembers this for the next time that you feel stress or something similar. So as healthcare professionals and career women in general, we're constantly giving our energy, our attention, and our care to others, right? We're in a job that requires us to be on all the time, making decisions, solving problems, and often managing other people's emotions in addition to our own. And for those of you who are mothers who are listening, this probably sounds familiar to you as well, right? You can apply this to having children or even fathers who are listening. So it's no wonder that by the time the shift ends or your workday ends, our emotional reserves are just completely depleted and your energy levels are depleted. The problem is emotional eating doesn't fill those emotional reserves. It might get you that quick dopamine hit. It might also give you that quick amount of energy, but it doesn't help us actually recharge in a real sustainable way that actually feels good. It's a tough cycle to be in, and the longer it goes, the harder it feels to break free from it. That's why it's so important to address the underlying causes, not just the food itself, but what's driving us to eat in those moments. And a lot of people think that they could just not have the foods that they tend to go to when they're emotionally eating in the house, and that's going to solve it, but it doesn't, right? You can do that for so long, and then because you are not addressing the underlying reasons, the underlying issues, whenever you then are around a food that you would typically use in a time of emotional eating, you're just going to go straight for it, right? Or who's stopping you from going to the grocery store and getting those foods again, even if you've been not having those in your house for a month and you feel like you did well for a month? People end up falling into going right back to those foods, right back to the emotional eating. So how do we start to break the cycle? The first step is recognizing what's driving your emotional eating. Is it the stress and pressure of the day, the feeling of your life or your day just feeling out of control, the physical exhaustion that comes from working a busy day or working long shifts, especially if you're on your feet all day? For me, it was all of those things combined. And when I started paying attention, I noticed that those were the moments when food became my way of coping. It was like, I've had such a tough day, I deserve this right now. But the truth was, what I actually needed wasn't food. It was definitely rest. And it was absolutely a moment to process everything through the day and address the thoughts that were causing the emotions I was experiencing. And I wasn't doing any of that because what I was doing instead was just eating. And sometimes I'd also go and escape my emotions of the day with going for a run or drinking a glass of wine. And going for a run at least has its health benefits, right? As opposed to like eating the bowl of pretzels and having the glass of wine, right? So I want to encourage you to start becoming aware of those moments in your own life when you feel the urge to grab something to eat. Just ask yourself, am I actually hungry or is this about something else? Am I eating because I'm stressed, tired, or feeling out of control, or maybe underappreciated or something else, right? Just taking that pause to check in with yourself can be so powerful. So now let's talk about some practical strategies for breaking free from emotional eating after those stressful shifts. First, it's important to have a routine in place for when you finish work. So having a plan in place ahead of time. It doesn't have to be anything elaborate, but having a way to transition from work mode to home mode can make a huge difference. For example, instead of heading straight for the kitchen or hitting someplace on the way home for a snack or for some takeout, take a few minutes to decompress. Maybe it's going for a walk around the block. Maybe it's doing a quick stretch or even just sitting down in a quiet place to breathe deeply for a few minutes. The point is to give yourself some time to process the stress of the day before turning to food. And I personally found that when I had a plan of coming home from work, walking the dog, putting my running clothes on and going out for a run, that was at least something to go to instead of immediately going to the food, right? Another tip is to be mindful when you do eat. So if you find yourself reaching for a snack, just take a moment to slow down and really think about what you're doing. Again, ask, are you eating because you're truly hungry? Is it more about needing comfort? So just slowing down and being present with your food can help you make a more intentional choice and also be more aware of just how much you're eating. So even if you do go to eating, you'll be more aware of the amount if you're just slowing it down and less likely to overeat it. And let's not forget about prep. So one of the best ways to set yourself up for success is to have some healthy, nourishing meals or snacks ready at home. Because even if you feel like you are having difficulty doing something that's non-eating related, or let's say you are super hungry, at least if you have something healthy to go to instead of, like, say, the chocolate or the cookies or the bag of chips, or for me, you know, those goldfish or pretzels, right? Then at least if you have something healthier planned ahead of time, that's at least a better transition, right? You can always make those small improvements as you go, but you need to start somewhere that's a little bit better than where you're at currently. So that way, two, when you do get hungry after your shift, you do have something nutritious to turn to. So even if you actually are truly hungry, rather than just grabbing the first thing that you see when emotions are high and also fatigue is high, because our brain's going to want the easiest thing. So for me, having something that I could look forward to at the end of the day, so maybe it was like a dinner that I had planned that was really healthy, or even just planning on taking the dog for a walk, going for a run, that was definitely a game changer. Next, I want to talk to you about being kind to yourself. So let's talk about self-compassion, because this is super important. And I know how easy it is to beat ourselves up over emotional eating. We're so used to being the ones who have everything together, right? Taking care of everyone else, that when we slip up, we tend to be really hard on ourselves. And I notice that my clients definitely tend to do this, right? And this is one of the things that I work on with clients because of this. And here's the thing, emotional eating happens, right? Stress happens, and sometimes we don't make the healthiest choices, and that's okay. What's important is that you're here listening to this episode and that you're ready to make a change, that you want to make a change. That's a really huge first step. Most people just kind of go through life and kind of ignore it, right? Maybe they're just unaware of it, or maybe they're just so busy and overwhelmed. So we can have compassion, you know, if for this as well. Life happens. There are just things that get in the way, but you are here, you are listening to this episode, and you are ready to make that first step. So be kind to yourself as you go through the process. Change does not happen overnight. And our brains are very, very powerful things, right? There's really kind of, when it comes to habits and when it comes to breaking out of habits, there's like two main parts of the brain that really play a part in this. And so the part that's involved in the habit, that can feel really super strong. So no wonder it's very easy to just kind of stay in the habit, right? That has such a big pull, a big impact on your day to day. And so that's why change doesn't happen overnight. There will always be days when you feel like you've taken a step forward and then taking a step backward. That's totally normal. The key is to focus on the progress, not on being perfect. And I know for career women, and especially women in healthcare, this can be challenging, right? But every small step you take toward breaking the emotional eating cycle or weakening it is a victory. So actually, I want you to think about it like this, right? Think about it as, of course, the end result is breaking that emotional eating cycle, but to get there, we have to weaken it little by little. It's not just like, oh, you do everything perfectly in a week and then it's broken. We actually weaken the emotional eating cycle until it's broken down the road, okay? So really, every small step you take toward weakening the emotional eating cycle is a victory. And when you start breaking free from emotional eating, you'll notice that it's about so much more than just food. It's about feeling in control of your choices again, having more energy for the things that matter to you most, and being able to take care of yourself in a way that supports your overall well-being, not just physically, but also emotionally and mentally as well. So imagine going through your shifts, going through your day, even the most stressful ones, and knowing that you have healthier ways to cope. Instead of turning to food, you're able to unwind and recharge in a way that leaves you feeling empowered and not drained or ashamed, right? And that's the kind of freedom that we're talking about here. So when you're no longer trapped in the cycle of emotional eating, you're able to show up better for yourself, for your patients, for your family, and for your life outside of work. It's not just about what you're eating, it's about how you're feeling, how you're caring for yourself, not just the patients that you're caring for or the other things that you are doing at your in your career or caring for your family. And it's about how you're caring for yourself and how you're living your life. So if emotional eating is something that you've been struggling with, I hope today's conversation gave you some helpful insights and encouragement. It's possible to break free from the cycle, and you don't have to do it alone. I know it's so easy to be that do-it-yourself person, right? I am totally that person. And I've realized, though, that I can't do everything without any help, right? I'm not a one-person master at all. There are experts, and sometimes I need to reach out for expert help, right? So same for you. And I'd love to support you on this journey. So if you're ready to dive deeper into your specific challenges and figure out how to break free from your emotional eating for good, I'm offering free 60-minute consultations so we can really dive deeply. And I have something special for you. If you book your free consult for October, which, by the way, we're approaching the end of October very quickly, I'm gifting you my full Freedom from Stress Eating Transformation Kit just for showing up for yourself. This is a limited time offer, and honestly, I'm not planning on making this kit free again because I normally sell this. So at the very least, you'll walk away from our consult feeling encouraged, gaining insights into why you've been struggling with emotional eating or weight, and getting clear on the solutions that will work for you. And you'll leave with the Transformation Kit, which is designed to help you handle stress and stress eating in a whole new way. And the reason why I'm doing this is because it is before one of the most stressful times of year, the holidays, and I feel for you. I get very stressed around the holidays. I personally wish that we could just bypass them. And so I want to help you out because I really have compassion for you and empathy because I hear you. I am in the same place. The holidays can be very stressful. And also, I know many of you want to start changing your eating habits, start really making that turnaround and losing that weight come January. But why not get started now, even with some small steps? So I really want to encourage you to not delay until January and don't let yourself get into those stressful holidays. And especially when it's a time that we can really overeat and where emotional eating can really become increased, right? So don't delay overcoming emotional eating and transforming how you feel during and after a stressful day at work. Book your free consultation with me today using the link in the episode description. Thanks so much for listening. Take care, and I'll talk with you soon. Before you jump into the next episode, if you're feeling stuck in the cycle of frustration and disappointment with your eating habits, you don't have to stay there. Let's make change simple, not overwhelming. Book your free consult now. Just tap the link in the show notes.